2. A Flight of Raptors. A world away, at the top of Fortress Lennox, high on a mountain, a tall, thin figure in close-fitting tunic and trousers, a bright blue sash around her waist, and her long cloak flapping around her heels, strode across a wide and windswept arena. Heading toward a small group of dragons, each and every one of them a fearsome raptor, Damara Lennox, clan chief, watched the final rays of the setting sun send a rainbow of colour glinting from the mix of green, red, yellow and blue dragons. Damara watched with approval as the sun disappeared behind the vast bulk of Mount Lennox, which reared up behind the fortress, and a deep shadow fell across the dragons. This was the first flight, the elite force of Fortress Lennox, and Damara disliked seeing sunlight on their scales, making them sparkle like jewels. For Damara Lennox, dragons were serious creatures of power and darkness. She glanced up at the mountain peaks surrounding the fortress and noted with satisfaction the stillness of the air and the clear sky. It was a good night for a raid. Damara's pointy steel-tipped boots clicked their way rapidly across the landing yard, which occupied the entire top of Fortress Lennox, a massive square edifice of granite with its roots sunk into the bedrock of the mountain pass many hundreds of feet below. It was here, in a warren of chambers connected by a maze of passageways, that the dragons of Fortress Lennox lived. Many had been hatched and raised at Fortress Lennox, from eggs raided from their once tranquil homelands, their peaceful dragon natures warped by their raptor upbringing. Others, in search of power and excitement, had defected from their tribes, and some of them had ancestors who had locked with members of the Lennox family way back in the mists of time. Like any band of ambitious, aggressive creatures living in close proximity, factions had emerged among the raptors. Until recently, these had been finely balanced and of no threat to the Lennoxes themselves. But lately, Damara had become aware of a group of younger and more impatient raptors who were growing dangerously restless. Now, for the very first time, she felt a flicker of anxiety as she walked across the wide, windswept courtyard toward the raiding party, uncomfortably aware that a young red named Valkyr, surrounded by her cronies, was watching her every step. Among the first flight was one human, Edward Lennox, Damara's husband, and leader of the raid that night. Edward, a foxy-looking man, square-set with slightly bandy legs, wearing his dragon riding leathers and a red sash, watched Damara's progress with impatience, tapping his spurred raiding boots impatiently upon the cobbles, anxious to be off.
"I don't see what she's fussing about, Decimus," he remarked to the powerful battle-scarred red who was his lock. "Wish she'd let us get going. I reckon we're in for a good night's hunting."
Decimus looked down at the man he knew better than any creature, dragon or human. Like all dragons, Decimus spoke his species' own language, a lilting melody of sounds known as dragon song. But Edward had never gotten the hang of it. The only words Edward could understand were kill, fire, and oddly, kitten. And so, in the way that only locks could, Decimus sent a message straight into Edward's mind.
"All in good time, Lennox. Savour the moment. Those greens are worth the wait."
And then he sent a blast of hot, pig-scented breath down onto Edward's bristly moustache.
"You're right as ever," Edward agreed. "Permission to come aboard?"
It was exceedingly bad form to climb onto a dragon, even one's lock, without asking first, and Edward Lennox was a stickler for good form.
"Permission granted, Lennox," was his answer,
and Edward swung himself up into the dip at the base of the dragon's neck. He leaned back and settled himself against Decimus's broad shoulder blades, pleased that by the time Damara reached him, he was no longer at his usual height disadvantage.
"Good evening, Damara," he said,
raising his left arm from the elbow in a Lennox salute. In deference to family, he did not clench his fist, but kept his palm open outward.
"Good evening, Edward. Good evening, Decimus,"
Damara replied, returning the salute.